Hey, this is Brandy.
And this is Brene.
And you're listening to
50 Shades of Slay.
All right, you guys. Hey, we missed you.
Hello. Welcome back.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode. So, I posted a Q&A, and you know what? Shout out to you guys for getting back to us, because we got responses this time from men and women and everybody.
Yeah. So, yay.
If you didn't see the Q&A, the question this week was, have you ever got naked, went streaking, or had sex in a public place? And I wanted to know all the details. So, you know what? I got some responses that I want to share with you guys. Of course, I'm not going to say any names. We'll keep this, like, between us.
Confidential.
I know who you are, though.
Message us, we'll tell you.
Yeah. No, we're joking. She's messing with you guys. Trust me, we're not giving out names. So, one of the stories, this is quite hilarious. So, it's car sex, but with a twist, because this person had car sex with their significant other in the backseat while the significant other's mother was driving, and his aunt was in the passenger seat. And they were, like, in the back, having that, you know, that quiet, awkward sex, and you're like, you can't, like, you know, the sneaky sex, like, if you were in theater or something, like, you can't barely move because you don't want people to see, like, you know? Yeah. They were doing that, like, under a blanket, I guess, in the back. And my question was, like, this is already hilarious as it is, but I'm like, where were you coming from? Lion Safari. And I was like, come on. You had a family trip to Lion Safari.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
They took that shit so literal and they went to town. We love you for that, though.
Nice.
Just so everyone knows,
very
we
nice.
Love this shit. We live for this shit. So, no shade. We
would
love
have been
it.
Cooler if you were going through the safari.
Right? Next time, step your game up.
That might be an idea for the summer.
Actually, I was just thinking that. I'm like, is that possible? Is there a night?
Challenge accepted.
Right. Broad daylight. All the animals just getting on it with us. Oh, my God. Okay, so we had another one. This person had sex in a cemetery.
That's creepy.
It's a little creepy. And this is the funny part. I was like, okay, so but how do you even end up having sex in a cemetery? And it was like, okay, I was crossing, you know, we were walking through wherever drunk, had to cut across wherever. They cut across the cemetery to get wherever. And this person tripped and fell. So he fell. And they were tumbling around on the grass.
Was it raining?
You know, yeah. It was like one of those. But it was like, I tripped and fell on his dick kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, I tripped and fell and now
well,
we're
fucking. Here. Might as well.
Hey, well, since we're down here, both of us. I love it. And this is a quote that I'm supposed to say. And I quote, just to be clear, we did not have sex on a person. We don't know about that.
There's no. There had to be at least a foot or something.
There's a foot or a hand or something. You just didn't know it. You just didn't know it,
the
boo.
The crypt keeper in the back watching.
I'm like, oh my God, this is some shit. Somebody else.
That's interesting.
Somebody else said, okay, so I guess this wasn't necessarily a crazy location like I asked, but it is a crazy sexual experience. Where this person said, I fucking hate even repeating this story, but
it's low-key
funny, though. This was a male that sent this one in, and he said, so he used to have sex with this girl. I guess she's a beautiful girl or whatever. She's deaf, okay? So they kept having sex and whatever. She always wanted to cuddle after, and he didn't want to do that. So he called himself trying to do some ninja moves, sneaking out quietly, trying to, like, get out wherever, whatever. And halfway through doing all this weird stuff, trying to get up out of this room, he remembers that she's deaf, and she could never hear him sneaking out in the first place.
So, oh, no.
He was like, fuck it, and just slammed the door on his way out. He was gone.
Oh, why you do that girl like
that? Why'd you gotta do that girl like that? She didn't even hear
She
didn't even hear it coming. Like, he was gone.
Oh, that's horrible.
So after that, he didn't even bother.
Shame on you, dude.
Shame on you. It's bad enough you're sneaking out.
You better text her and apologize.
You know? And he goes, but she was real pretty, though. Like, that made what your ninja moves any better.
I like to see these ninja
moves. I want to see the ninja moves. You know those moments, though? Because that's happened to me, too. Like, you ever try to sneak out on a one-night stand? Even a one-night stand, and you're like, all right, I gotta get up out of here. And you're, like, trying to ninja through, like, the drunken, like, your shoes are on the floor, and you, you can't find your clothes.
I've never tried to sneak out. But I've been pushed out on a roof, but naked.
Did we talk about this on one of our podcasts?
Not on the podcast. We talked about this.
Okay, okay.
That's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother story for a whole nother time. We'll bring that. We got to tell that story one day, though. That's coming out.
Yeah, damn.
Have you ever had sex in a weird public place?
In a weird public
place? Well, I mean, even a public place. Like,
I had sex in a carnival once.
That's fun.
And
where?
The fireworks night. Fireworks night downtown.
It was night.
That made it perfect. Everyone's looking up.
No one's watching you. Yeah. Where were you?
We were actually one of the first, like, and right on the river. Mm-hmm. And right at the carnival. And everyone
on
was
the
watching.
Riverfront.
On the riverfront.
Like,
yeah, I was wearing a little mini skirt. Well, we had a blanket, right, wrapped around the both of us. And yeah, it was one of those, like,
you're like trying to make it not look
not so obvious. But everyone's looking up, so no one paid attention. And he actually finished on the ground next to us.
Ew, did you guys move over?
I don't know if he got anybody or not. So if you went home that fireworks night with something on your shoe.
It was Renee, my bad.
Mother.
Sorry, not sorry. We're not sorry about that. This is the shit we live for. I'm telling you right now.
What about you, Miss Brandy?
I actually really enjoy public place sex, but I haven't got to have sex in some of the public places that, like, I really want to. Like, mm-hmm. I recently had sex in a public place. Ooh. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. In a car, though. It's like we were publicly,
car sex is so,
but it was like, I'm little girl.
Yeah, this is true.
Pop a squat anywhere.
You're like, spit on everyone.
Listen, I can go wherever you want me to go, boo. But I think I had sex once on the. This is what sucked. I always wanted to have beach sex, but I ended up just having sex in the bathroom on the beach.
It's not as
beach sex isn't good. As
no,
what I think it is.
No, I had sex on the beach in Jamaica and it was horrible.
Really?
The sand gets everywhere. Yeah, and it's scratchy. Yeah, it wasn't impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see
it. It could have just been the guy too.
Have you ever had? Yeah. First of all, guys, if you're gonna like pull some shit,
yeah, you need to know what the fuck
know
you're doing.
Know what you're doing, please.
Oh,
for
my
the love
gosh.
Of God,
I've had men cut me up. Okay. PSA for you guys: you need to brush up. You can't take a woman's for face value, because we fake that shit. We're gonna make you feel good in the moment.
Stop giving away our secrets.
Well, they need to know.
Right.
They fucking
right.
need to know,
you're
because
right.
I had some guys like cut my shit up. Mm-hmm. You have your finger in there. You need to know. I like it a little rough, but like when you
but,
don't
like,
have your nails, like if you don't have your nails nicely manicured, not even manicured, but at least cut nice,
like filing.
You know what I mean? Then it just mm-hmm. feels like someone's chopping a fucking knife up there, and then I'm sore for like 3-4 days afterwards. Like you need to know what the fuck you're doing.
It's
before
really
you start
true,
doing
though.
That.
Vigorous fingering isn't always a good, like it's never a good thing. Like
and
when
with
it's
your
like,
mouth, you, there's such thing as too much teeth.
There is. I was just
oh
gonna
my gosh,
say
it
that.
Works both ways, guys. You don't want the teeth, neither do we.
I was just gonna say that. Like I seriously, it does work both ways. Like have you ever had someone like call themselves trying to do a trick and they do this weird like they like with their teeth and they're like and they kind of bite
like
on your clit, like are you trying to rip it off, like that hurts.
Like you guys need to watch some porn. I don't know what you need to do. Maybe someone needs to start a class.
If anybody out
there
actually,
too many men out there that don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I know some men that know exactly what they're doing that could start up some of these classes. Holler at me. These men know who they are. If you guys are listening to my podcast, you know who I'm talking
about.
We'll
help get you started.
We'll
get
some
you
money
a fan base.
Well, just they can do it privately.
Guys need to know.
They do need to know. It's fucking sad. Like one night stands. Have you ever had like a terrible one night? That is. That's like yep. what. That's when that
exactly.
shit happens, and then I
think
never
I'm calling
call
that
back.
Guy again?
Right, and you're blowing up my phone, and you're wondering why.
Because you were shit.
You thought your Freddy Krueger ass nails, and you're like, get the fuck out of here. Anywho, so speaking of good times, me and Brene had an amazing Woo-hoo. Weekend. What? Hi. We have so much to talk about this weekend. So Friday, we'll start with Friday. Friday we went out and got shit faced.
Shout out to Blanche Nightclub.
Shout out to Blanche Nightclub. That's where we were. Actually, shout out to our friends for dragging us out because this is funny because when we got contacted to go out, I was like, no, I can't. I have stuff to do.
Get up.
It was like 2 hours later, all of a sudden me and Brene are in the club. Tequila. I don't remember the rest.
No. Oh my God. This girl had me fucked up on tequila. I don't even do shots. I'm a vodka cranberry kind of girl all the way.
Yeah, I made you and keep those.
Oh my gosh, I had like 3 or 4 of those damn shots because of your ass.
That's like, all you had? Line them up.
That's all. Fucking tequila. She goes, oh, you only had 4 tequila shots? Yeah, that's all I
you
fucking had.
You can line
tequila. And I was gone. I was gone.
Listen.
You couldn't tell me nothing that day. I was all over that bar.
Me neither. We were
all
just
over.
If you saw us out on Friday, you saw the best of us. I'm telling you right now.
Apparently there were Dallas Cowboys. I don't even know.
And you know what? Me neither. I don't know. Like, I know that we went there knowing that they were there, but I don't know. I don't know. Like, I was just with my crew
of
friends.
We're not sports people.
Yeah.
If we talk to you and you're a cowboy,
then
sorry.
Hey, what's up? Because, like, I was lit and I was gone and I was just gone.
I was the only one up in that bar.
I swear, just dancing with a hookah, like, hey, oh, hey, yeah, hey. Yeah. The tequila shots, okay, we got to touch on this. So I actually had to look this up because we really were drinking tequila that night. And we were buying these shots. And then I at one point, I don't even know how I realized because I wasn't paying attention to the price at first. But at one point, I don't know what it was. And I was like, wait a minute, this just cost me almost $20 for 2 shots. And I'm like, what? I don't remember it being like that. I'm like, well, maybe it was. I don't know. I looked it up, and sure as shit, there's a fucking tequila shortage.
No!
Life is over!
Like, what are we going to
do? What are we going to do? I'm pissed! And I guess it's just the beginning. This is going to be going into 2021, they said. But the prices are just going to get higher. So this is funny. There's the plants in Mexico that produce the tequila. Okay, me and Brene had to look this up. We could not figure out. Agave plants are the plants that produce tequila, and those motherfuckers are gone.
Short,
they're getting plucked. They're getting plucked.
I think there's like 17 million versus the 40 million that they need.
Yeah, exactly. And what did it say? It's going to shoot prices sky high. Yeah, we already saw that. Oh, it said if they continue like this, a lot of the tequila companies are going to just disappear.
Oh.
Patron, are you out there? Like, come on.
Oh, no.
Tequila, what are those ones called?
Mexican Town's not going to be the same.
Nothing's the same without tequila. My Friday nights aren't even the same. My one night stands are gone. Because
you guys done blew. You better get the tequila. Stock up.
But for real, it was an epic.
A rude awakening.
It was an epic Friday night, though. Like, I had a lot of fun.
That was awesome.
I had a lot of fun. That was worth it. Shout out to our friends. We had fun with you guys. So Friday night rolling on into Saturday. So we went out Friday night knowing we had a lot to do. I think I got home at 5 in the morning.
About 3.
Yeah. So then we had to get up at 6, 7,
yeah,
to do this interview. But, you know, we did it. We did it because it was worth it. Brene, why don't you tell them a little bit about...
Well, Saturday we met with the beautiful Naveen Dominic. She's a CEO of Naveen Dominic Cosmetics. This girl was born in South Sudan, and just from the wars and everything going on over there, her and her family were blessed to be
immigrated
to Canada. And this girl suffered bullying, and because of her skin tone, she couldn't find a lot of makeup products. So this girl, being the boss that she is, created her own makeup line, which has like every shade for black women, which as a black woman, I completely understand her struggle of not being able to find that damn shade for everything. Lipsticks, eyeshadows, foundations. It's hard.
Yeah.
And so then there's not very many companies that are specific to black women. And hers isn't necessarily specific to, but they do cater towards black women in all the different shades. So you'll have so you won't have a problem finding any of your skin tone matches with her makeup. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But this girl created her whole line. She's a CEO of Naveen Dominic Cosmetics. And she's also created the
founder. She's the
founder of the Beauty Response to Cancer, which is a charity that supplies makeup and wigs for cancer patients. Mm-hmm. And I can speak personally on this. Mm-hmm. Those were like the worst things to go through. For those who don't know, I am a cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. So I went through the whole chemo and radiation and all that. I lost all of my hair. Mm-hmm. And one of the major things with me was if I didn't have the coverage that I had, I wouldn't have been able to afford the wigs when I went bald.
Right, exactly.
And the makeup and stuff to fill in my eyebrows and things like that just to make me feel
beautiful.
Pretty, pretty again. It took a lot. So, like, it's amazing to have a charity like that out there and to know this woman created this just for women like that. So I can tell you personally, it's an amazing program to have.
Right.
So we're so proud of her. And she's a Windsor. Well, she's not a Windsor native, but she is.
She reps her hometown.
Yeah, she reps
Windsor. And you know what?
I can't believe like how nice and like wonderful she is. Because I was like thinking starstruck. You know what I mean? But she was so laid back. She was so chill.
She's such an amazing person where you can sit down with her and have such a humble conversation about things, knowing all of her accomplishments, knowing, you know, she's
out. Her struggles.
Where she lives out.
What she's been through.
She's not in Windsor
She's in
Calgary right now, but she's also doing events in Detroit. She's
all everywhere.
Over US and Canada, you know, doing many, many things. She's very accomplished. And so you sit down with her though and this woman's just so kind and just
inspiring.
Amazing, inspiring, smart, and willing and eager to, you know, help anybody. She is a beautiful person inside and out. Naveen Dominique,
we're blessed to meet you.
And
we love you, girl.
We love you. We actually, so we have some video footage
that we
took from that day. And
we're working on it. We had some technical difficulties during the interview, so we're working on getting that patched up so we can share with you guys
for sure. So it's gonna be dropping soon as possible. So yeah, we're not gonna tell you what the video is about, and I'm just gonna say right now that it's a lot more than just an interview. You do not want to miss this. Like, if you really, really want some insight as to, you know, who is Naveen, what does she look like, what's this makeup like, what's this makeup line, this is the, you know, clip that you definitely want to see. And I'm sure that we're going to be working a little bit more with Naveen in the future. So go follow Naveen Dominique Cosmetics on Facebook and Instagram, guys, and you know, look for yourself and watch for her video. Like, for
check
sure.
It out.
Moving into Sunday, so we had a jam-packed, booked to capacity, all kinds of weekend. Like, it was like back to back. Sunday, Brené, I'm so proud of you. Mm. Brené had her very first boudoir photo shoot this Sunday. Shout out to...
I got in my panties.
Yeah, she did. And she slayed. Like, she killed it. If you guys haven't seen Brené's photos from that shoot, not all of them are actually being shown.
No, I didn't post all of them.
But... She gave us, her and her photographer gave us a little sneak preview. So you can actually see that on our pages as well as her personal page.
Yeah.
Go look.
And the shoot itself was actually from Chris Mayu. Mm-hmm. He's doing an art show in the summer. It might be the fall, actually.
Yeah,
sorry.
I think it was the
fall. He's working on the dates and getting all of the shots for his show ready. But one of the pictures are going to be auctioned off for charity. So we'll make sure we keep you guys informed in all of that.
We'll keep you posted on that because we're definitely for sure going to be there.
So actually, you can have me on your wall.
And shout out to Chris Mayu because I'm doing a photo shoot with him this Sunday as well to be a part of this charity and auction. So listen, you can have both of us on your wall.
Yeah.
You guys better stay tuned for this. You want it. I know you do. So yeah, that was like a jam-packed, crazy-ass weekend. But, you know, we love it. We love being all over the place. We have a lot of things going on, and we want you guys to follow along with us. In between getting into a fuckload of trouble and having a lot of sex, we're also working. Do you believe it? We actually do shit.
You know, after I posted some of those boudoir photos, my inbox blew up.
I bet.
It's like, is that all it took?
Everybody's thirsty.
Just to post some pictures of you in your underwear.
I know that, girl. I already know that.
But some of these guys, I'm looking through their profile pictures, and it's like, guys don't have the same standards as we do when we're posting a picture. It's like, I know you don't look like that in person. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, you're kind of cute, but like, really? Like, and I'm not even looking, but it was... I had to creep you from profile. Yeah, you know,
like,
what I mean?
Who are you? Like, exactly. Who are you? You're
like, I might just know you. But the guy's profile pictures and just Facebook pictures in general, they don't give a fuck.
No.
It's like they just take a picture any old way.
Anything, and they're like, here I am. Here,
you guys
take
can just
all
step up
me.
Your picture game if you're trying to slide into people's DMs.
Because you know why? So I've had this happen to me too, and this is really what upset me, is I've had people message or contact me, and I'll look at the, and this is so vain. It's so vain, but I will look at the profile, like I'll creep through
That's
your
why
photos.
They sent you a message though.
Yeah, because they were looking at my picture. So I'll creep through your photos and be like, is this, like, am I feeling this or not? I also, by the way, I also check for the shit that you're posting on your wall.
Yes, I do too.
Like, show me something inspirational. Show me that you're driven. Show me that you're
complaining about your baby mama the whole
and
time.
And stuff, yeah. Like, no, thank you. And, you know, or some whack shit, or you're posting dumb pictures or something. I'm not the one. I need a grown ass man. Thank you. But anyway, the picture though. So there's all those things I'm looking for, but I've passed up and then seen the person in person and been like, that is not, you're way cuter in person. Mm-hmm. Like, your photos are fucking you up.
I know. Like, the guy I'm kind of seeing right now. I tell him you need to send me some good pictures.
Some good pictures.
I'm trying to show you off to all my friends, and all the pictures on Facebook are like, well, he doesn't look like that. Yeah. He looks better in person.
Listen, like, you know what? A lot of women say that. A lot of women are like,
I know,
girl,
but it's because your pictures, you have no standards in your pictures.
No, you guys don't.
It's like, I need you to step it up because I know what you look like.
And you know what?
You're sexy as fuck.
We will make it so easy for you. You can get really good deals.
I want
deals,
my girls to want you too.
But you can get really good deals on photographers in the city. You can pay them. Go get some headshots.
Yeah.
Listen, we have a lot of connections with some amazing people. I'll call my people and charge you double because this is a goddamn shame. Get your shit together.
It matters.
It matters. Like, Jesus. Fuck. But, you know, we have a lot going on. We're just so excited. So, this podcast episode is like a little bit of, oh my God, we have so many things that we want to tell you that we're doing.
But we can't.
Like, we can't. We
gotta make it wait.
Let's give them a little bit about one of our.
Just a little tidbit.
By the way, no, I'm not even going to go there. Okay. Let's just tell them. We got an upcoming show that's coming up. It's called What a Drag. You guys, if you haven't heard about this, you need to hear about this. Brene is choking on her medicine right now. And you're blowing it in my face again. So What a Drag is actually going to be here in Windsor Saturday, May 19th. Brene, you got the rest of the information over there. Why don't you read that off? I can't see this upside down.
Yeah, May 19th. It's at the Rockstar Music Hall on Central. No, my voice is gone. It's held by Lavender Promotions and Project B. They're going to have all kinds of drag performers, a bunch of talent, comedians, singers, everything. And everyone's going to be in drag. I'm so fucking excited for that.
We got all the queens.
I'm going to be partying with all the fucking queens. That's awesome.
On their site, on their Facebook page, What a Drag, you can actually look up What a Drag on Facebook and you'll see it. They have a list of the queens that are going to be performing if anyone's interested to see the names. As well as, you know,
they're coming from all over Ontario.
Yeah, this is all of Ontario.
So it's going to be
this
nice.
This is a show.
It's like, there's very few tickets left.
I was going to say, I think it's sold out. I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're in the tens.
Yeah, like, there's 10 tickets left.
So you better hurry if you want to come, because we'll be there.
We're going to be there backstage.
And the queens are going to be there, and it's going to be lit.
You guys, if you miss it, if you don't have your tickets, don't worry, because we're going backstage at this event. We are going to show you what goes on, not just at one of these amazing, awesome drag performances, but also behind the scenes. You're going to meet some of the queens. You're going to see, you know, how shit really goes down, and really get to know the community better and see how much fucking fun this really is. Like,
yeah, it's going to be sick.
This is going to be lit. There's an after party. You know we'll be there.
Maybe not tequila.
I was going to say, is tequila going to be there? I mean, I'm down for that. Like,
oh, no.
But guys, like, so look out. So that's going to be in May, and then shortly after May, we'll drop. But, you know, we'll keep... we'll keep you guys posted with that for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
We're just too excited. We're legit contemplating, like, do we go, like, what are we going to wear? What are we going to, like, they're going to be looking so fly and bomb. And we're just going to,
they're going to slay better than us.
Listen, we can't walk in there bummy. They'll tell us. They'll be like, bitch, did you just show up 50 Shades of what now? You better get your whole life together.
We got to up our game for the drag.
They'll throw shade at us in a minute. I fucking know
it. We'll be in the presence of royalty.
We need to get our life together.
We're going to have video and photos, so you guys won't miss a moment.
You'll feel like you're there. But message us, hit us up, you guys. If you do have tickets, if you're going to be at this event, we want to know if you're going to be there. So DM us and let us know so we can, so we can link up and have a drink.
Yeah.
Have a drink with 50 Shades of Grey. We'll get some tequila.
You know, this weekend's Friday the 13th.
Is it?
It is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's Friday the 13th.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I want to do something crazy.
You might see us.
I wonder if there's a full moon.
That'd be even better.
Yeah, we gotta do something.
We gotta Friday do something 13th. Friday.
Yee. Okay. That's Freddy Krueger. No, Friday the 13th is Jason.
Oh, yeah, you're right, it is.
Okay.
Jason with the mask.
Yeah.
What's that? Is that the thing? Is that the right thing? I thought there was a better theme song than that for that.
For horror?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's how that
Jason was always the weakest. This is a cigarette, hush.
Got my brain cells fried. Come on.
So we've got an awesome Throwback Thursday song for you guys.
Yes, we do.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
So sit tight, put your headphones on, jack the volume up real high. You ready?
And jam with us.
Are you ready? Yeah,
I'm
you're
ready.
You're ready. Hey.
Hello. Welcome back.
We hope you like that song. That's our jam. Ooh, ooh. And if you follow us on social media, you'll know that we were jamming to that in the club on Friday. Just saying.
So you have a little piece of us.
Yeah. But thank you guys so much for listening once again.
So much love.
And it is.
People are showing us lots of love.
Like, I know.
We're so glad you guys like us.
We're really
grateful.
They
really like us.
They like me. They really like me.
That's one of the Mandela effects.
Oh, here we go.
We're going to talk about that
one day.
I'm going to trip you guys out with some crazy ass Mandela effects and have everybody on my conspiracy theory shit.
If you don't know what it is, Google it and get
Google
ready.
That shit. You will be tripped out.
But thank you guys so much. And you know, we mentioned all throughout this podcast, we got a lot of things going on. That's not even half of the stuff.
Like,
we just can't even talk about half of the rest of the stuff.
About to get real.
It's getting real, real quick. So follow us, you guys. Follow us, like and share all of our content.
Comment on stuff.
Comment. Keep DMing us. We love hearing from you. And you know what? We're going to start doing something. We're going to start asking you guys what you want us to talk about. So don't be afraid to message us. Like, hey, can you bring this up?
We can do all your kinky little shit.
You know? Like, actually,
we're not afraid to say it.
We've already had somebody message us. One of our Q&As actually came from a listener. So shout out. You know? Like, seriously, keep doing that. We love hearing from you guys.
We read it. We see it.
And we respond.
We love it.
We do love it. All right, y'all. So 50 Shades of Slay podcast on Facebook. That's where you can find us. 50 Shades of Slay Entertainment on Instagram, because we're going to be changing our name to 50 Shades of Slay Entertainment.
We're doing a little bit more.
We're doing
than
a little bit more now. So
a lot.
We gotta grow. We gotta grow as we get bigger.
So much coming. You're gonna love it.
Follow us, and don't forget. Obviously, we're on anchor.fm for the podcast, but you can also find us on SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts as well. So definitely check us out.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We love
you. Thank
you.
Bye. Till next week.
Bye.
Bye.